Richard, you drove a car here recently. Give us a give us some insight into what you just drove.
Yeah, Dad. So I just drove the 2023 Toyota RAV4 Prime. And for those of you that are asking, Richard, what in the world is that? Well, it's pretty simple, Dad. It's basically their plug-in hybrid version of the RAV4.
Okay.
And so you get, I think it's about 40, oh, let me see here. Hold on. I'm going to pull up the specs. I think you get 42 miles of electric-only range. So, you know, you plug in at home, you get 42 miles. And then after that, it converts directly, basically, to a hybrid, right? And essentially, the car operates just the same. It's sort of Toyota's, again, it's their variation, right? It's their go-between in between a full plug-in electric vehicle and their hybrid technology. So they're giving you a bigger battery pack, to go along with, you know, kind of a slew of other features. And so far, I've enjoyed it, Dad. I think that this is the sweet spot for all manufacturers, to be honest with you, is sort of providing that 50-mile range, because I think the average commute for most people is between like 25 and 40 miles, just depending on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, again, being able to go home, you know, you can charge it with a normal, you know, 110-volt outlet right at your house. You don't need a special level 2 charger.
Good
Although
point.
I will say, with what I've got at home, it charges it up in about 10 hours or so, which isn't bad.
That's not bad.
Right? You know, if you've got a full... Yeah, full electric. And mind you, this is charging it to 100%, right? So if you have a typical electric vehicle, it usually wants you to stay between 20 and 80% on the plug-in hybrids. Or I don't know what they've done differently, Dad. All I can say is it usually just goes up to 100%, and it works fine. This vehicle, as priced, is just under $52,000. It's the XSE trim level, so there's kind of only two. If you were to go get a normal RAV4 hybrid, that's about $8,000 to $10,000 more, Dad, right? So if you want that electric only capability, you're going to pay a little bit more money for it. However, I will say this, Dad, if you have a pretty average commute to and from work, you may not go through a tank of fuel in maybe every 2 weeks.
Yeah, good point.
Say.
Maybe
even three, just depending on, you know, how long you're driving, that sort of thing. So I really like that. As far as the interior apportionments go, you know, I've got heated and ventilated seats, heated steering wheel, automatic headlights, easy-to-use infotainment system, everything that you've come to expect from Toyota. The RAV4 was redesigned a few years ago, Dad. They've kind of kept with the same thing. It looks really nice. You can fit four full-size adults in it. It's got a nice, nice good-sized sunroof. As far as that goes, you can fit seats in the back. You have a little bit less cargo room, Dad, than you do in a normal RAV4, but that's to be expected, right? They've got to make room for some of the batteries and things like that. As far as fuel economy goes, Dad, they've got an average with electricity and gasoline of 94, but on gas only, you're going to be right there at the 38 miles per gallon mark, Dad. And so I would say, again, we always say, Dad, go out and test drive these, but again, I think if you're in the market for maybe a hybrid type vehicle, maybe check this out, because you can get this vehicle for under $50,000, depending on how you apportion it.
Right.
And again, you're going to be able to get something that will get you where you want to go, in most cases, on electric only. And I will say this, last thing, Dad, the performance with the beefed up kind of electric motors and such is phenomenal. It actually has the second fastest 0 to 60 time of any Toyota that is not a Supra. So just saying, it's kind of pretty incredible. So I encourage folks, get out, test drive it yourself. And when you do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.